Hi, this is Rick, and today I'd like to go over how to create a podcast. I've had quite a few people email me in the past month or two asking me how to go about creating a podcast, what they need to do one, what they have to have, you know, hardware-wise, software-wise. And what I thought I would do today is I'm going to go over basically how I go about creating my podcasts here for the Blind Geek Zone podcast. Basically, what a podcast is simply an audio recording that you create. And by some means, you post to a website that does podcasts. Basically, what a podcast is an automated way to get music or some other kind of audio recording, maybe an audio book or audio demonstration here in this case, automatically out to members that want it via syndication, RSS feeds, things like that. There are several programs such as Juice, iTunes, for the blind accessible podcatcher. And I'm sure there are others that will take these podcast sites and take their files and allow your program to automatically download them to your computers for your listening. Okay, so what do you need to do to create your podcast? Well, first, you need a means of recording a podcast. In my case, I use one of two things. I either use an Olympus WS320M digital voice recorder to do my recordings. It's a little handheld device. You can hook an external mic up to it, and then I generally will clip that on, and you will record your audio file at that point. Once I'm done with that recording, I stop the recorder, and then I hook the device into my PC with a USB connector. That allows me to take the file I've recorded, which is in this case in WMA format, Windows Media Audio format. I take that onto the computer, save it onto my hard drive. Then what I can do is I can use an audio editor on the PC to edit the file I've recorded on the Olympus, cut out what I need to cut out, add anything else I need to add to it if I've forgotten something or have made a mistake. Some people like to put intros. Some people like to put intro music. You can do things like that with your editor. The editor I use here is called Goldwave. And it's an audio editor that is fairly popular with blind users. It's fairly accessible and pretty easy to use once you get the hang of it. And it's pretty cheap. It's roughly $50. And it can be purchased at goldwave.com, www.goldwave, GOLDWAVE.com. You can also download it from there and use it as a demo for a while to make sure you like it. There are also other popular audio recorders that people use. SoundForge is one of them. It's a fairly expensive program, but it's a much higher professional end type of recording package. And a lot of people use that. If you're really on a budget, you can use WavePad. I believe there's a free version of that. You may be able to find other free audio editors as well. But you'll probably have to spend at least a small bit of money, to do a podcast. I've purchased GoldWave. That was roughly $50. My Olympus recorder set me back about $175. Microphones will run you $30 to $50 for a decent mic. Or, in some cases, a lot of times I've been able to use just a cheap mic that costs under $10 that works very well with my Olympus and gives an excellent sound as well. Another way you can record is you can do what I'm doing right at this moment, and I'm using the PC to record this podcast. I'm using GoldWave right at this moment to do this recording, so I'm not using my Olympus at the moment. So if you can't afford a digital recorder, and you have a PC and you have a microphone for it, and you have something like GoldWave, you can do it that way as well. Sometimes when I'm demonstrating programs and doing different things, I like to use the digital recorder, but for simpler things like this, where I'm not interacting with the PC very much, I can use GoldWave and do a real good job. Okay, so you record your podcast, you get it on the computer, you edit it however you need, adding music to it or doing just simple editing. Once that's done, then you need to save your file out as an MP3 recording. SoundForge, GoldWave, and WavePad all can save files out in the MP3 format. I generally save my files out as MP3s with a 44.1K sample rate with a 96 to 128K bit rate, and depending on what I'm doing, either mono or stereo. Okay, so now you've recorded and edited your podcast, and you have an MP3 file on your computer ready to go. So now you're asking, what do I do next? Well, you can do a number of things. As you know, I have a website, the Blind Geek Zone. I upload my MP3 files to my website via FTP. And I have a podcast file that I've created, an XML feed file that I've done myself that people link to with iTunes or Juice or Accessible Podcatcher or whatever they use to download the MP3 files automatically from my site. Now, the only difference between a podcast and a download is just a podcast is automatic. My files on my website, technically, I suppose I could call them podcasts, even though you're just, in some cases, going to the site and downloading them. But the main technical difference of a podcast versus just a download is the XML file on the site that automates the downloading of podcatchers. to get this information sent to you automatically. So, you know, this MP3 file you create is just a normal MP3 file. There's nothing special about it. Okay, say you don't have a website. Say you don't want to create your own XML files for your podcast. If you don't want to do any of this, you can go to websites that will take your files and put them as part of their podcast. If you're interested, one source would be a website called Blind Cool Tech. At Blind Cool Tech, there are hundreds, maybe actually even over 1,000 podcasts there right now that other blind users have done and submitted to the website. You can send your files up to the website via FTP. And then the Blind Cool Tech website handles the podcast for you, and people download your files from them automatically. So you don't have to have a website or even know anything about how to handle a podcast. You just send it up there. That's one way to do it, or you can do other websites that do the same thing. I'm just using Blind Cool Tech as an example, since that's one place I do send my files to. If you want to handle your own podcasts and you want a website to work through, one of the more popular ones is called FeedBurner, and that's www.feedburner, FeedBurner.com. They'll let you set up a web page there where you can do your podcasting from, and they'll create the feed and everything for you. Another one, and I believe, is called WordPress. And there are others. If you go to Google and you do a search for podcasting, you will find many places that give you the capabilities to do podcasting, and you'll find a lot of other interesting information about how to do podcasts. You may find software on how to do podcasting and all kinds of different things. But really, that is about all there is involved in it. And as you can see, there are several different ways to do it. And if you're interested in doing a podcast, I would suggest that you do so. It's always interesting to do, and everybody's always interested in hearing what other people have to say about things. And so I hope this has been helpful, and that you've learned something from it and can now think about doing a podcast for yourself. This wraps this recording up, and I hope that we'll see your podcast soon. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. www.thebrainfarm.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.